This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Eric Stone. How are you, Eric?
I'm well. Thank you for having me, Robert.
And Eric is the co-founder CEO of Velano Vascular. And I have to tell you, I was fascinated. This is smaller than many companies that I've interviewed. However, will probably be larger, could become an $8 billion company very quickly. I was at a Griffin Hospital board meeting, in full disclosure, and our CEO, Pat Charmel, said, you have to hear about this new thing called Velano Vascular that we're involved with. And this is a new way of doing blood that is probably going to transform all of America, save enormous cost for the economy, for hospitals, and save, get better clinical outcomes and save enormous amounts of pain for all the patients. Talk about what Velano is.
So the most common invasive procedure we do in hospitals every day around the world is the act of drawing blood. There's 400 million inpatient blood draws every year in the U.S. alone, and upwards of 1.5 billion of these procedures conducted. We're not doing anything more frequently in hospitals, with the exception of taking vital signs. Yet, it's an industry and a practice and a procedure that really hasn't seen innovation or evolution in over 100 years.
So what are you doing?
So across the spectrum of how blood is drawn, with needles, from central lines, from IVs, we have standardized and are seeking to standardize that blood draw with a single-use disposable medical device that repurposes that IV catheter that is in nearly every inpatient's hand or arm to pull lab-quality samples out of the body without repeatedly sticking patients with needles, accessing their central lines, and doing it all in a way that aims to be more humane and compassionate, safer for the practitioner, and more cost-effective for the hospital.
Yeah, so I, in full disclosure, I went through this just because I wanted to experience what it's about, and I wrote an article for Forbes on it. So instead of each time they come in and prick you again and again, and they try to find the veins, and it hurts, and get black and blue, it's just once, and from there they can do it as many times they want with no additional pain whatsoever, and it's easy. It takes no time. It's not 20 minutes, 2 minutes. It's like 4 seconds.
If you have NIV in your body, then the premise is let's repurpose that technology or device that is great for infusion of fluid, drugs, nutrients, saline, to pull blood out of the body without repeatedly sticking that patient.
What is the economic case for this?
So I mentioned that we're talking about an extremely ubiquitous and frequent procedure. There certainly is the perception on the part of many hospital administrators and practitioners that if a needle costs the hospital 75 cents or let's say a dollar, and they're conducting 1 million inpatient blood draws in a calendar year, which is the case with one of our hospital partners, that they're likely spending $1 million on blood draws in the hospital setting. That is completely inaccurate. So the reality of a blood draw is that it is a multifactorial and complex procedure that is becoming increasingly complex as we become older, more diabetic, more obese, and suffer from increasing forms of chronic illness. So think about it for a minute. If you're conducting a blood draw with a needle and you have a patient who is obese and has chronic illness and has been in the hospital for 10 days and you're repeatedly sticking them every day, they become what's called DVAs, or difficult venous access. Now, remove that uncertainty. Remove that time. It can take upwards of an hour to conduct blood draws on some of these patients. And you utilize that peripheral IV catheter with Velano's FDA-cleared PIVO device, which attaches to the IV and pulls lab-quality samples out. You then remove the PIVO device and move on with going about your day.
So you're saying this happens, where's the blood drawing done? Is it mostly older people, diabetic? Where in America does this mostly happen?
So it happens on every hospital inpatient. One end of the spectrum, you might have a new mother who's just delivered a baby mm-hmm. and is relatively healthy and doesn't need frequent blood draws. The other end of the spectrum, you may have an acute patient in the intensive care unit who has complex illness and needs 4, 5, 8 blood draws in a given day. For those complex patients, they're getting stuck repeatedly, or if they have a central line, which is a large surgically placed catheter, we're touching that frequently to draw blood, which you can do effectively, but there's significant healthcare-acquired infection risk. We're talking about one of the never events as part of the Affordable Care Act that every hospital CEO is looking at. So remove that uncertainty, remove that fragmentation, repurpose the peripheral IV, use the PIVO device, and you have a seamless, more humane, more immediate procedure that is safer for the practitioner and aims to be better experience for the patient.
You know what it sounds like to me? For hundreds of years, people would get blood transfusions, and they wouldn't realize they're actually killing the patient all the time by putting AB blood into someone who's O negative or something. But for years and years, that went on. It's almost like we're analogous. We're doing that same thing again now. We've been doing this blood drawing, which is expensive, which is terrible clinically, everywhere.
It's terrible clinically, and it's essential. So 70% of clinical decisions are made based upon results from blood draws. If you put yourself in the shoes of practitioners...
70%. So the blood draw is the start of where all the clinical decisions are actually made.
It is the start, and it's an essential element of making complex clinical decisions. It's certainly not the end-all, be-all, but it is fundamental, and we all go through it. And every one of us, every one of your listeners will go through this, because we will all end up in a hospital at some point in our life, and we will all need our blood drawn. And the way that it will be drawn today is very different than the way it will be drawn when PIVO becomes the standard of care. So you raise an interesting point about hundreds of years ago. I say frequently to my constituents that we haven't innovated in the domain of vascular access and specifically in blood draws in hundreds of years. What we're doing today is not that different from bloodletting. We're ripping through a vessel with a sharp object. And here we've got a much better, seemingly benign way to go about this.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Eric Stone, who is the co-founder and CEO of Velano Vascular. Could you just give everyone the website?
www.velanovascular.com. VelanoVascular.com.
Okay, so how many Americans actually get their blood drawn a year?
Specific to the domain in which we work, hospital inpatient blood draws,
mm-hmm.
35 million Americans enter the hospital every year. It's fair to assume that every single one of them has at least one blood draw. We estimate, on average, they're receiving 10 blood draws during a hospital stay.
So this is something that impacts a vast amount of society. Why aren't hospitals doing this now? There's about 5,000 hospitals in America, but very few. You've already, even though you know you're just founded in 2012, you're
yes.
already working with some very prominent hospitals.
We are. As you mentioned, we're working with Griffin Hospital. We're working with Intermountain Healthcare in Utah and the University Hospital System in Cleveland, Ohio, as well as Brigham and Women's Hospital, one of the Harvard hospitals in Boston, as well as a host of others.
Now, why is it, though, so there's 5,000 hospitals in America?
Right. So we're an organization that is attempting to achieve what has been called unachievable, which is drawing lab-quality samples off of a short peripheral IV. It has been hospital practice going back since the advent of peripheral IV catheters that practitioners do not touch those IVs for drawing blood because those samples are oftentimes not accurate or adequate for making clinical decisions because of something called hemolysis or red blood cell shearing or tearing. With this technology, which we've been told over years cannot be done, yet was created by my co-founder, a physician, who was asked a simple question by one of his patients, "Why are you sticking me repeatedly with needles? Why don't you take blood out of this thing?" And she pointed to that IV catheter. Since that seemingly benign question, we have developed a technology and proven it in a very conservative, stepwise fashion. We started with a small amount of money. We de-risked it, showing we could build it and it worked technically, that we could establish intellectual property around the concept to protect the idea and build a large business and organization behind it, and that preclinically, the results were exactly what practitioners would need, and eventually clinically testing it and using it in humans to make these important decisions. At the same time, we also had to de-risk it from a real-world perspective. If we build it, will they come? In the course of the first few years, we talked to hundreds of practitioners, from hospital CEOs to nurses to heads of laboratories to infection control, and we heard consistently, if you can make this work, we will use it.
And on that note, we're about to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Eric Stone, the co-founder and CEO of Velano Vascular.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Eric Stone, who's the co-founder and CEO of Velano Vascular. And we have talked about, this is like akin to the bloodletting that was done in the medieval times and how that was changed, that the largest use, which is blood taking in America, is super expensive, is not clinically great, and now we have something that is a great patient experience where there's no needles, no pain, no anything, and better clinical outcomes, and also better economics. So anything else you want to say first about Velano before we go into your story?
We are very much a mission-oriented organization. The company was started by a patient and a physician with the very purpose of touching every human being on the planet. As I mentioned, we will all end up in the hospital on our journey of life, and we will all need our blood drawn. And the way that it is done today is inadequate. With that said, one of our colleagues, the head of the Healthcare Transformation Lab and Innovation with Intermountain Healthcare in Utah, constantly refers to this concept of innovating around the obvious. That's what we set out to do. This procedure is underappreciated, misunderstood, and significantly under-resourced in every hospital around the world today. And we have set out to develop a very simple, elegant technology that is a better experience for patients, that is more effective and safer for practitioners, and that brings the economics and the better patient and practitioner experience that hospitals desire and require to stay alive in today's increasingly challenging healthcare environment.
And this is an $8 billion industry right now, Bev, right?
So the blood drawing industry is immense. Regardless of how you slice it and dice it, there is risk, there is time and labor, there are materials, and if you revisit how we're drawing blood today across a fragmented host of approaches and you standardize it around one better approach, meaning better for all, and that's what we seek to accomplish, and we're still developing the business case, but in the early days with our existing hospital partners, all signs are that this is the way that we should go about drawing blood moving forward, then you're talking about an immense business opportunity. I remind my team on a daily basis, when, as any small organization, times get tough, that Earl Bakken started Medtronic in a garage. And that organization started somewhere. And while the challenges of being an entrepreneur and building an organization at times can seem insurmountable, if you have a better technology, you have patient hospital partners, you have dedicated investors, and you have a committed team, we will persevere.
And that's why I call you the Steve Jobs of blood drawing. And that's actually the Forbes article name. So let's go into, why did you personally get involved with this?
So I was introduced to my co-founder, Dr. Pitu Devgan, when he, as I mentioned, had been asked the seemingly benign question by a patient. And right away, what he had developed resonated with me. So now, 25 years ago, I was diagnosed with a chronic illness, Crohn's disease, one of the two forms of inflammatory bowel disease. After nearly 2 years of being misdiagnosed, I was admitted to the hospital, my hometown of Cleveland, Ohio, where I spent 12 days being fed through tubes while my gut rested, and then the course of the next 18 months where I was rehabilitated with significant medication. I am that patient that we seek to help. I am trypanophobic. one out of 10 human beings on the planet have a clinical fear of needles. And undoubtedly, that fear that I have goes back to my childhood experience. I've yet to find an individual over the course of the last 5 years building this company who likes getting stuck with needles. When I was introduced to my co-founder, it was apparent with our varied and important perspectives that we were going to build something extremely significant. Sure, financially, but more so from the perspective of impact. And those are our corporate values, which is to deliver impact, and that's why I got involved immediately upon seeing this opportunity.
So when you go to investors early on and you're looking to raise money, what are the challenges you face and how do you overcome that? You know, this is, it's, yes, a ubiquitous idea that could be enormous, but it's totally unproven. And here you are, a guy who is a patient and you have a doctor and, you know, you're going after this enormous market. How do you do it?
In my mind, there's two types of individuals when it comes to investing in an entrepreneurial endeavor. There are the folks that look for reasons that you can do something, and there are folks that look for reasons why you cannot do something. That has been my perspective in every individual with whom I've spoken over the last 5 years about Velano Vascular, from potential hospital partners to potential investors. So first, I look for individuals who believe in the mission and the vision of what we're trying to accomplish and want to find ways why it should work. If they're asking questions in relation to why it should work, then it's clear that they understand that a lot of hard work and resources, financial and otherwise, will be required to make this happen. Now, what I'm not suggesting is that we're looking for yes-sayers. We need to be challenged, whether it be raising money or partnering with hospitals. We need to understand what the risks are. We need to be thoughtful and take a stepwise approach to de-risking some of those hurdles. But at the same time, businesses are built certainly on the back of a great idea, but undoubtedly on the back of unrelenting optimism, enthusiasm, passion, and at the same time, being realistic.
So what have you learned going through all this process? How has this changed you?
So from the perspective of raising money to capitalize the business, first, that your customers can be the most exceptional of investors. And this is a model that's becoming increasingly common, but still is nowhere near common. We have gone out to a host of different hospitals and healthcare systems and asked them for investment in our company. And we have been successful in raising money, certainly from individuals who come from the healthcare industry and certainly from venture capital organizations, but also from hospitals. And so we have a number of hospitals who have given money to the organization not to buy the product and not to work with us on different projects or initiatives, but solely to own a part of our company to help us fund this mission and this vision. And if and when this company is successful, then they will receive the benefits not only in the form of a better technology for conducting this common procedure, but also the financial upside associated with being involved since day one in believing in what we're doing.
And also, they'll be part of positive history. Well, it is great having you on the CEO show, and this is Eric Stone. Again, the website is
www.velanovascular.com.
Great having you on the CEO show. Best of luck going forward.
Thank you, Robert.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Claire Hart. How are you, Claire?
I'm doing very well, Robert. Great to see you.
And Claire is the CEO of Sterling Backcheck, which is one of the largest screening companies in the world. And I want to ask you about the whole business of screening. Talk about what your business at Sterling Backcheck is.
Sterling Backcheck does background screening for companies throughout the United States. We screen companies in the United States. We screen employees in the United States, and we screen in 192 countries. So what does that mean? At the very basic level, the background screen includes verifications of employment and education. It includes a criminal background check. For most companies, those are the two things that they do at a minimum, employment and education verification and a criminal background check. Depending upon the industry, companies will also do a motor vehicle check, drug screening, and credit checking. And it also depends on the job function, the type of screen they do. But today, Robert, everyone is doing background screening as part of the pre-hire process. And some companies do screening as part of post-hire standards within their organization.
Post-hire?
Yes. So after an employee is on board with the company, some companies like to have the background screening done on a periodic basis, so every year, every 2 years. Other companies have standards where when an employee is promoted, they have a background screen done again just to make sure as they're moving up in the organization, their screen is still clear. And then there are other companies, particularly those that are dealing with the vulnerable sector. It might be nursing homes, hospitals, schools, some of the people in the on-demand economy, like the drivers, people that are driving for Lyft or for Uber, would be looking at continuous background screening, so they know if a driver had an assault, was convicted of assault, or they were convicted of a DUI or driving while intoxicated. So it's screening is evolving. It's an absolute from a pre-hire perspective. It's a must-have. And from after someone's employed with the company, increasingly we're seeing companies looking at developing policies for post-hire screening as well.
And are most companies going to do this on their own, or why would they hire a third party to do this?
Years ago, companies did the screening on their own, but years ago, the screening was typically just employment and education verification. So HR employees would call HR employees at other companies, verify employment. They'd call universities, verify education. But it's become more sophisticated.
And now exposure is enormous.
Yes.
So it's a whole different ballgame, especially with the digital world.
Exactly, and it's no longer just it's no longer just verifications. Criminal background checks are essential. Everyone does criminal background checks. You want to make sure that the people you're hiring, depending upon the position for which you're hiring, do not have criminal records that are going to make them ineligible for the position. So it varies by position. Someone could have been convicted of a DUI 5 years ago. It's not going to affect their role because they don't drive for their job. So that may not be a reason to not hire the person. So there's a complexity around the screen that employers have to work through. And there's a complexity around the screen that employers don't want to work through, which is making sure that the criminal background check is covering the state, counties, and sometimes at a federal level for the individual that they're hiring.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Claire Cook, who is the Claire Hart. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
And I've known you for several years.
That's right. It's okay.
Who is the CEO of Sterling Backcheck, one of the largest screening companies. And you actually work with 25% of the Fortune 100 companies. Talk about what that relationship is like versus working with a smaller company.
Sure. When we're working with larger companies like the Fortune 100 companies, there's a much more hands-on relationship from of course, on the sales side. That's true for the smallest companies up to the largest companies. Very very focused on making sure that the sales process is simple, it's factual. We're educating people very often as part of the sales process in what is an accurate screen, what is a compliant screen. But when you get to the larger installations or larger organizations, typically they're a more sophisticated, more demanding client. Some examples of that sophistication is most of them integrate background screening into their applicant tracking system or their HRIS system. So we've built technology to enable that integration between Sterling back checks, background screening processes and technology, and over 40 applicant tracking and HRIS systems. So just about any of the popular applicant tracking or HRIS systems, you're going to be able to integrate our capabilities. The beauty of this, Robert, is background screening is now part of the workflow. A recruiter or someone in the security or compliance organization that is part of the hiring process does not have to go somewhere else. They can work right within their environment, whether it's a Taleo applicant tracking system, an iSIMS, a PeopleMatter, or a PeopleSoft, SuccessFactors. Our capabilities are integrated into that application, making it easier for the recruiter to process and onboard employees.
Technology is really at the center of things then now. It's one of the most essential components.
Yes, and technology is one of the principal reasons why people come to Sterling Back Check rather than attempt to do background screening on their own. Sterling Back Check has built innovative technology that enables us to go directly into the databases of two-thirds of the courthouses in the United States.
Really?
The technology called Court Direct, and this enables us to get accurate information. You don't have to worry about people typing the wrong middle initial or the wrong digit on a Social Security number. You have the accurate information directly from the applicant. We process that using technology, making it easy and faster for the recruiter to get a screened applicant through. Now, there are some courthouses that are not automated, so for them, we have to send people out to determine if a conviction was found.
And I'm thinking the value proposition is pretty strong considering the cost of a mistake.
Yes. Well, for employers and for any CEO listening to this message or this interview, there's many things to consider. Number one is compliance. Mm-hmm. You have to be compliant when you're doing background screening. We put a lot of emphasis, we invest a lot in our compliance function within the organization. The other thing is speed. We are in a war for talent. When we talk to our customers in the HR function, it is all about getting employees in the door. So we've got to move quickly and we've got to respond quickly. Our technology enables us to do that, to process the background screen faster than the competition. The other thing that we can provide the HR executives, and this helps every company that uses our service, is we report on the program, on their screening program. You may say, Robert, you may say, well, what does that mean? Well, we can tell the recruiter how many people we found that have hits, meaning they have a criminal conviction. Now that recruiter knows that if they see a trend in applicants that have convictions, they need to find a different recruiting pool or a different
place
to recruit.
Is that fascinating? So you're hitting systemically the core of a potential problem.
Exactly. And that is all about driving competitive advantage. Every company has to look in every corner of their organization for competitive advantage. And when it comes to the hiring process, this is one of the places, finding out where you're recruiting.
1 minute left. We have about 600,000 listeners in. Many of them, probably most of them, are actually business owners. What advice do you have that people could take as business owners to improve their screening?
The number one thing to consider is make sure you have a background screening company that takes compliance seriously. There are lawsuits associated with failed compliance, and you need to be sure that the company you're working with is careful about their criminal background checks. They put the time and effort into the verifications of employment and education. And a new service that we just launched this year is I-9 capabilities. Every company in the country has to make sure that every employee that they hire is eligible to work. It's federally mandated. Our I-9 capabilities give recruiters and give HR executives the confidence that their I-9 program is compliant.
We're with Claire Hart, CEO of Sterling Backcheck. When we come back, we're going to talk about insights on growing a business and leadership philosophies. Back in a few.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Claire Hart, who is the CEO of Sterling Backcheck, one of the largest screening companies in all of the world. And you have about 2,800 employees here. So what, as CEO, would you say your advice is on building a great culture?
I think the number one thing that a CEO needs to do is make sure that their leadership team or their executive committee, whatever they call their team of direct reports, is made up of high-quality, smart, ambitious executives.
And ambitious, you've used that word. We've spoken about that before. That's not usually a word people use. Why is that so important to you?
Because, in my view, every employee in the company, I want every employee in the company to feel ambition, whether that ambition is because they're very career oriented and they want to get to the next level in their career, or their ambition is just to get an accolade or a compliment from a customer or an internal customer. Ambition is something that if you have it innately, you're going to work harder, you're going to work smarter, and you're going to drive better results. For the executive committee to have that ambition, Sterling Backcheck is a leader in our industry. We want to be number one in this industry. Every executive committee member has to have that ambition. And that ambition translates to passion and conviction about what we're doing across all of the functions, whether it's sales and marketing, whether it's technology, product development, HR, finance, legal, operations, whatever it happens to be. That level of ambition turns into passion, and it's contagious.
How do you know when you're interviewing someone? You're great, you're the best at screening, but how do you know when you're actually interviewing someone that they have the ambition? Are there questions you'll ask? Are there answers they'll give? When they're working on the job, are there practices they'll employ?
I think that when you're interviewing, when I've interviewed and try to tap into this vein of whether someone is ambitious, it's life experience questions. So tell me about a very difficult business situation that you were able to overcome. And you have to listen very carefully to the person's response, because if they don't really tell you how they overcame it, or they find excuses for why it didn't work out, they're not your person.
Wow. That is terrific. What advice to look for the vein of ambition by finding how they handled challenges and really carefully listening. You could capture their whole future in one answer.
And you can, because I've interviewed people, and I'm sure you have too, where it wasn't their fault that something didn't work. It was other people or other departments. Well, real leaders will dig in and work
with
other departments.
They don't take excuses.
They're not victims.
They find solutions.
Exactly.
And actually what I found is with most great CEOs, the obstacles are what enable them to have their real leadership shine
through.
That's
right. You learn the most when you're going through difficult times.
That is brilliant advice. I want to ask you, you're in a very unique position. You had a venerable founder
and owner started the company in 1975. Then in 2013 of May, you become president after being CEO of other companies like Infogroup. And what is that like, your mentality coming in where you have someone who built their baby into a really powerful industry leader, and now you have their baby in your hands?
It's risky. I think the first thing I would say is anyone that's going to embark on a CEO succession plan, which I did, you have to go in with your eyes open. And going in with my eyes open meant when I met the founder and CEO, I needed to understand if he was serious about becoming chairman and stepping away from the business. And so I can hear from him, I can get body language, I can understand what his views are, but it was also important to get the views of the board and other senior executives in the company. Was he serious about making this transition? Once you get through that, then, and I came on board, it was two-dimensional, Robert. First of all, you have to get in and you have to do the job that you were hired to do. Make work on scaling this business. But the other dimension is respecting and being sensitive to the fact that the founder has built this. It is his baby, and he's been at it for 38 years, now 40 years of his life. So you have to be mindful of that in the way you involve him and the way you engage with employees and the board and respect what has been built.
Okay, so I want to ask you now, the tough question is about a big challenge you faced and overcame, because you just gave me the advice that that's what you find out from people about their capacity. So what was, you've had a huge career where you were executive vice president at Dow Jones, you were CEO of Infogroup. What is a real challenge that you faced that you overcome, and what did you learn from that?
One of the biggest challenges in my career, and what I often call one of the darkest days of my career, was when I took over as CEO of Factiva, which was a joint venture between Dow Jones and Reuters. And the first CEO went to follow a dot-com dream, and he poached roughly 13 people. He took 13 people with him over a period of 3 months. And it was the final sort of three people that he took that I thought, how are we going to be able to deliver the new product that we promised the market we would deliver by July? We were in March. We had 4 months. Fast forward, we did deliver the product. And the reason we delivered the product is because we got the right people rallied around it. They understood how important it was from a reputational perspective, from a business perspective, from a client perspective, that we had to get this product out the door. It was a joint venture. It was a risk that it was going to work or not work. So that lesson for me was, with the right people, anything is possible.
What is your number one biggest job as CEO? You've got 40 seconds left.
Making sure you have the right people in the right roles. And it sounds very obvious, but it's very difficult to make sure that in each role you have someone who's competent in their function, whatever that function happens to be, sales and marketing, product, technology, finance, that they're a team player, because the world is moving way too fast. Look what's happening in the market, in the stock market. Things are going at an accelerated pace everywhere. There's no way you can have one person that knows everything. You have to be able to operate as a team. So that's critical. And people that can lead other people. They can lead other people in a constructive and a productive way. Those are the things you have to look for to drive success in an organization.
Great having you on the CEO Show.
It was great to be here, Robert. Thank you so much.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.